I like round numbers. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And this is Bent News number 60 on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll Podcast Network. Big doings and big numbers in the world of Queen. Just as they clear the 50th anniversary of their debut album, word leaks that they are in negotiations to sell their catalog for $1.1 billion, Marcus.
When we started talking about this in the early days of the Bent News, one of the questions we asked was, will there be a band that sells their catalog for $1 billion? And if so, who will it be? And we now have the answer to the first of the bands that are going to be making $1 billion catalog deals, Queen.
The two main companies vying for the deal, UMG and Disney's Music Group. I'm pulling for the mouse, man.
I mean, they own the band's catalog in North America and have really been working hard for the acquisition. It's 10 live albums, their studio catalog, and two soundtracks. And those two soundtracks are Flash Gordon and Highlander, two big movies that moved a lot of product for that band. So huge value. Woo-hoo!
We'll keep you updated on Bent News number 61. Well, you know, when hard drugs get involved in things, they get kind of screwy sometimes, buddy. And that was the case, apparently, when you boil it all down with Nikki Sixx in this whole kerfuffle over whether he played the bass on the first few Motley Crue albums or not. Now, here's the thing. Bob Rock, who did Dr. Feelgood, when everybody was getting sober and Nikki was off the stuff, he made some comment on a podcast that got taken out of context and stretched all the way around to the point where there are stories out there on the not-so-informational internet part of the internet saying that Nikki Sixx didn't even play the bass on those first records from Motley Crue, the first four. And Rock had to come out and say, whoa, 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 that's not what I said, that's not what happened. But basically, when they started working together, Nikki confided to him, and this is what he said, that he didn't remember playing his parts on those first albums. So, whisper down the lane, Marcus, which is always dangerous. And now we got it straight.
Drug addiction recovery have an impact on your memory. The fact that he doesn't remember playing those bass lines in the studio, going through what he was going through at the time, it's possible he didn't remember it. So what? Doesn't mean he didn't do it.
What are we doing, man? Oh. Do I seem a little extra excited this morning as we roll out the Bent News update? Well, I am. You know why? Because I just spent time watching all the YouTube videos of the return of Queens of the Stone Age after I don't know how many years they played their first show. What, 3 years, is it? At the Sonic Temple Festival in Columbus, Ohio, where quite a fuss was made and an amazing set was delivered by Josh and the band.
If you watch any of these live videos, Queens of the Stone Age sounded outstanding, and they came out and kicked the crowd's ass with No One Knows and just slayed it. A great set.
I'm going to put up a link to the Louder Sound page where all these videos are on the information part of this episode, wherever you get it. Okay? That way everybody can share our joy. I don't know what to make of this next story. I mean, it's pretty cool that Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross are teaming up to do a movie soundtrack, right? Do the score. But it's the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, Mutant Mayhem.
I'm awesome.
Boys, where have you been?
We're just running errands.
That's it?
Oh, look, we're
really sorry, Splinter. Some of the guys wanted to get pizza, and I tried to talk them out of it.
Leo!
You ratted us out.
Hey, don't use that word that way.
I mean, it's 2023.
Sorry, Dad.
I think it's going to be a cool soundtrack. Trent and Atticus do some great stuff.
Sure.
I really like what Trent is doing in the movie world. He's added a spice to the music in a way that Danny Elfman has done. So I'm excited for what he and Atticus are going to do.
The fun part about how we found out Tony Hawk is friends with everybody in this circle, right? He inadvertently kind of threw it out there on social media, I think. And sure enough, you know, a word got out and then they went, whoa, 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 whoa. But it's happening for sure. In fact, I think the music's all done. Blink 182's been making the rounds and they invaded the Jersey Shore last weekend at the Adjacent Festival. But the band that made the most noise unexpectedly, Turnstile, kicking ass on the sand.
Turnstile is a really cool band, and they've been making a lot of noise, not only for a couple of the songs that made it to radio this last year, but for their live shows. Their live shows are fantastic.
It was described as punishing to me.
Not surprised at all.
A man who you are fascinated with and who you honey badgered me into following, Nick Cave, in the news this week, and the comment that he made needs a little explaining. But basically, he said, quote, there's no metric that says virtuousness makes good art. He's talking about this and many other things in his new book called Cancel Culture. And I can't wait to read it and see more of what he's talking about here, because I get it.
Yeah, he's very interesting. Ever since his son passed away in 2015, he stopped doing interviews. And instead of doing interviews, he opened up what he called the Red Hand Files, which are direct interactions with the audience. And
that's so unique to have done that, and a way to work through things for him at the same time.
And very smart to not take the media interviews, even though it's bummed me out that I haven't been able to get an interview with him yet. I totally understand it, and not wanting to be asked the same questions over and over, I get it. So he's found a different way to heal, and the fact that he's able to connect with his fans and the audience at the level and intensity of which he's connecting is pretty powerful, and I'm sure it's been very cathartic for him.
This quote kind of tells me that it's working out. He said, too difficult to hold the world in contempt when there's so much evidence of the beauty of the world. Sounds like a man still healing. I'm glad that he is, and I'm glad that he's out there talking again, because he has some thoughts that really help us in the world. Every now and then.
He's lost a son. He's going to be healing forever.
Well, it's not every day that one of the bands that we've been really into these last 20 or so years comes out and posts on their social media that it's benign. But that's what happened this week. David Draymond from Disturbed saying that he had a lump on his arm that turned out to be a benign tumor, had it removed, and says he'll be performing with a sling on for a while. So don't be surprised if you see Dave walking around in a sling.
The tumor was actually located in his right radius, which is one of the larger bones in the forearm. And tumors in the bone are dangerous because they spread easily and they spread quickly. I am so glad that it is benign. And hopefully that's all that Dave Draymond has to deal with that one.
Have fun on the road, Dave. And no sweat with the high fives on that side. You know, there's been a lot of fuss in the Queensryche camp these last many years, especially since Jeff Tate left. And a few years ago, drummer Scott Rockenfield, who was one of the founders, had to leave because of a family matter. And they found a drummer and they're moving forward. And I don't know exactly what prompted it. Back in 2021, he told social media that he hadn't left the group and then filed a lawsuit against his former mates. And now they've got a trial date, and they're moving forward to see who's right. In the last many years, these three have had fights ongoing. I hope they can work it out, Marcus. We already knew that Guns N' Roses was going to be hitting the road in North America. Tell us, Marcus, who are they taking out as the opening acts?
Alice in Chains is going on the road with them. The Pretenders are also going to be joining Guns N' Roses, as well as people like The Warning, Dirty Honey, Carrie Underwood, who has been on stage with Axl a few times, both at GNR shows and at Carrie Underwood shows. So put it on the Underwoods, Bill. Oh, wait, that's the Underhills. No, seriously, if you're going to see Guns N' Roses on this tour, you are going to get a treat not only from Guns N' Roses, who can still perform well live, but the bands that are opening for them are all solid live, too. So you're going to have a great night of rock and roll.
Find a date near you and go to it. For those of you listening in Australia or even New Zealand, I suppose, the Def Leppard Motley Crue Stadium Tour is coming to you in November. November 8th in Brisbane at the Suncor Stadium. November 11th at Sydney Giant Stadium. And on November 14th, Melbourne's Marvel Stadium. Three shows in Australia. And now here's Marcus Goldman with an album release update. What's out?
Today, June 2nd, a huge day for album releases, and people who love to listen to albums are going to like it. Avenged Sevenfold's Life is But a Dream. Ben Folds' What Matters Most is out today. Ben Harper, great bluesy rock and roll musician. Wide Open Light is the name of his new album. The Foo Fighters, long awaited, but here we are. Rancid has Tomorrow Never Comes out. And Rival Sons' Dark Fighter is out, and that album is so good. Also coming out a week from today, Extremes 6. They're on tour with Living Color later in the summer. And the incredible Janelle Monáe is releasing a new album called The Age of Pleasure. Can't wait to hear that one.
That's pretty much it for this episode on the Bent News Network. Monday, it's all about Pearl Jam, how they came together, how they were part of what happened in Seattle in the 90s, and a whole lot more. It's going to be fun. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. And that's going to do it for this edition of Bent News on the Pantheon Podcast Network, a production of Dark Doc Media. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
get bent.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.